The mercury just hit triple digits here at Camp Aaron. Volunteers are being shuffled around in golf carts to make sure the kids at this bereavement camp are staying cool.
Are you asking about water? 10-4.
Camp Aaron is all about creating memories of good times with friends.
It's been super cool. Super cool. Because we get to do all these fun stuff.
But it's also about sending these children home after some healing.
It's been like life bonding and having fun meeting other people.
And it's not just healing the children. These counselors experience something special.
What they have done this weekend in terms of the camp experience as well as talking about their loved one, I think has been very therapeutic for them and definitely therapeutic for me.
That's what Camp Aaron creators, former Oriole Jamie Moyer and his wife Karen, were hoping would happen here.
What I've found dealing with other kids that have gone to our camps is that they all of a sudden help other children that are dealing with this, whether it's at school, whether it's at church, whether it's at home in their neighborhoods. And, you know, you almost feel like the teaching that has been able to be given to these kids, they're able to take it and teach other people. And, you know, talk about gratifying.
How important do you think this camp is to you trying to deal with what you've had to lose?
Pretty important, because I don't see most camps like this.
So does Camp Aaron really leave an imprint on the lives of the children? Here at Mary Lou O'Rourke's kitchen table in Howard County, she remembers her son's camp experience months after their dad died of a heart attack.
When the weekend was over and I did talk to some of the counselors that Sunday when we picked them up, they were able to tell me some things that the boys had expressed to them that I had never heard. And I was really surprised that these were thoughts they were keeping to themselves for this long period of time.
And she says when the counselors aren't always around, the campers find comfort in each other's stories.
When the different kids would explain how their parent died, they would say, well, gee, at least my dad died peacefully in his sleep. Some parents had cancer and suffered a long time. Some parents were murdered. But they could say, well, my dad died quickly, but it was peaceful. And so they felt a little bit better about that.
Here at a post-Camp Aaron reception, grandmother Carolyn Gregory agrees.
Before attending Camp Aaron, they were still grieving, but silently, not able to openly talk about the death of their great uncle. But since attending Camp Aaron, issues come up that they can just talk about it and give their opinions about what has happened, what is going to happen.
Karen Moyer hopes when the kids pack up their stuff and leave Camp Aaron, they do so feeling a little bit better.
I want them to be cognizant that it's okay to be sad for the rest of their lives over their loved one, but it's very important to move on, to hold that person in their heart and honor their memory.
Sydney Clark hopes her fellow campers will always remember they have support in one another.
Stay strong. Your loved one is still here. You just can't feel them right now. They're there to guide you.
It's not about Jamie Moyer. It's not about Kieran Moyer. It's not about the Moyer Foundation, but it's about all of us trying to make a difference in our communities that we work in, that we live in, that we play in, and reaching out to those in less fortunate situations or in stressful or in distress type of situations and making a difference in their lives and showing people that, you know what, we care.
I'm John Patty.
And I'm Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.